Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is 7:30 Central Standard Time, which also means it is time to talk with Pastor Joshua Scheer from Brothers of John the Steadfast. Good morning, Pastor Scheer.
Good morning, Andy. How are we doing?
We're doing all right. We're trying to stay warm here in St. Louis.
You guys got a cold snap down there, huh?
It's about 4 degrees out there.
Oh.
It's pretty cold today.
This winter has been kind of one of those just exercises in endurance.
So, to say the least.
That anyway. It's been a long one, that's for sure.
It has been, yes. Well, tell us, what do you have for us at Brothers of John the Steadfast this week?
I have a number of different things again. First one I want to highlight is an article entitled Jesus Visited Doc Martin's Surgery. And that is referencing, it's by T.R. Halverson, who's a layman who writes for us. It's about a British television show named Doc Martin. And in my ignorance, I've never seen this show, so I don't really know much about it other than he says that people gather in his waiting room to treat it as a social club. So he has a common saying where he says, if you don't have an actual medical complaint, just get out. So apparently Doc Martin must be a little bit grumpy. So, but what he does use is they use that to illustrate John the Baptist, his baptism. That if you don't have sins, you're not supposed to be there. And of course that plays right into Matthew chapter 3 where Jesus approaches and wants to be baptized with a baptism of forgiveness, a baptism of repentance. And of course John's response being that of you don't need to be baptized. I need to be baptized by you. But he uses the whole article then to point out the fact that, no, John, Jesus is right. He needs to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He needs to be baptized in our place, to become a sinner for us, taking upon himself the sins that he hadn't done, but the ones we had done. And, of course, that's a good reminder as we enter into the Lenten season this week that Jesus' baptism is a symbol of him taking us onto himself, sins and all. And he ends it with a good paragraph here, and I'll just read it for you. The baptism of Jesus is offensive. It tells us we need to repent. Worse, it says we cannot repent rightly, so Jesus had to do it for us. It says we have to take charity, that we are charity cases. That's what happens when Christ's beloved church baptizes us in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In baptism, Christ gives to each one personally the gift of repentance for us, for the forgiveness of sins. And then his repentance lives in us as we continually remember and return to our baptisms. And of course, that's a good reminder for Lent. Another good reminder for Lent is we often focus on, sometimes if we find something else across the internet that's really good, we'll post it up and we'll call it great stuff found on the web. And we just, I put one up last night of great stuff found on the web, found from the blog of Todd Wilkin called The Bare Bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Wilkin, the host of Issues, etc. And he wrote he always writes little brief things, but they're always punctual. They're always very pointed, and that's very good about Todd as he does that. And he wrote an article entitled Pre-Lent Extra Nos, that is outside of us. Okay. And he does a great job of pointing out what Lent can become versus what Lent should be. Okay, so follow me on this. He says, you know, Lent can be a dangerous time. It can bring out the enthusiast in us all. Enthusiast meaning someone who wants to do things, wants to be spiritual outside of the Word of God. Okay? So he says the enthusiast shifts the focus of Lent to himself. So the warning here is that, you know, Lent can become a time when we get all wrapped up in ourselves and our repentance and the things we're giving up for Lent and my thoughts about everything, rather than letting Lent still be about Christ. That we need to be celebrating this in Christ rather than in ourselves. And that's part of the midweek services you'll see at churches around the country, as we're to hear the Word of God outside of us. We're not supposed to sit here and meditate upon whatever we think inside of us, but hear the Word from outside of us. Be reminded of our baptisms from outside of us. Receive the Lord's Supper from outside of us. Those things will put us into Christ and help us celebrate Lent as we should, rather than trying to get off into our own little mystical spiritual experiences.
Very good.
It's
good to know what these Latin phrases mean, extra nos.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you have an extra nose.
Well, it's like, you know, yesterday I'm in the one-year lectionary, and so my congregation, we did quinquagesima.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that's one of those where everybody kind of scratches their heads. 50 days to Easter. And, you know, the church is really not that good at counting, apparently, because the three last Sundays have been 70 days, 60 days, and 50 days. And yet, of course, you know, we only have 7 days in a week, so... But that's okay. I tell my people that the church isn't too concerned about counting. That's okay. So we're approaching Easter. You just have Lent to go through now. So the last article I want to highlight is one by a layman, Mr. Nathan Redman, out of St. Cloud, Minnesota. He writes an article in which he says, "You're not unique." And that may come as a shock to our culture and all of the advertising and everything else. It seems like everything in our world is geared up to, you can have it your way. Everything from the coffee choices you make to television that you can watch now with all the on-demand stuff. You don't even have to watch what everyone else is watching at the same time. You can watch it at your own time. The stressing upon you and your unique individuality. And Nathan does a good job of explaining how even when he was in high school, he tried to make sure that he was unique in a rural North Dakota town, and putting on different clothes to make sure he stood out, and all these different things that can happen, that trying to be unique, but we're not. In and of ourselves, we are not unique. In fact, the graphic we have for this story says, "You are a unique and special person, like everybody else." That in and of ourselves, there's not uniqueness. We're sinful, and in and of ourselves, we make the sinful choice. We make the selfish choice. We don't think of our neighbor. We don't think of God, apart from maybe thinking of our neighbor and how to use them for ourselves, or think of God and how to use him for ourselves and for our own selfish gains. But then he talks about how the Word of God enters in, that Scriptures are the truly unique thing, that the perfect Word of God teaches and strengthens us in our lives here. And then, of course, then he goes into the two things of the Word of God, the law and the gospel, that the law condemns us, and it shows us uniquely our sins, that God's Word will show us the uniqueness of everything, that it gets very personal and very individual very quick. But then, of course, the gospel does as well. And that's in Jesus Christ, we are unique, he says. He takes all of our sins to the cross, referencing right back to that previous article we talked about with baptism, that our individual forgiveness is unique. And Nathan has written about this a couple times now, but he also stresses a lot of this individual absolution, that word of forgiveness that's spoken to you by your pastor is individually crafted just for you, especially after hearing your individual confession. So, as redeemed children of God, we are unique in our Father's eyes, and through faith in Jesus, we are all unique. So, instead of finding our uniqueness in the choices we make and all the identity things that we have in this current world around us, to find our uniqueness in what Christ has done for us, and all of those things that God has done for us, there we might have some uniqueness.
So again, it's something extra nos, something that
extra
comes from...
Extra nos, outside of us. That's the key. We get wrapped up in ourselves, and usually bad things happen. That's what Jesus said. He said, you know, out of the human heart comes all the nastiness, and that's really it. And so he references here, you know, buying a $3 cup of coffee instead of giving it to the homeless. You know, is a $3 cup of coffee, which maybe in St. Louis is a deal, I'm not sure. Is it a sin to buy a $3 cup of coffee? Well, no, but the human heart will use that occasion for sin, the selfish desire for what the self wants. So, it's a good reminder before Lent that we're not unique. We need to be God's people, and we need to be hearing his word, and, not getting caught up in ourselves, but, spending Lent hearing and receiving the good gifts of God.
Always good to hear. Always a good reminder.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Pastor Scheer.
Absolutely. You have yourself a blessed week and a blessed Ash Wednesday.
Thank you. You as well. And go check it out. Check out that those articles and others at steadfastlutherans.com. Thanks for being our guest as usual. We'll talk to you next week, Pastor Scheer.
Talk to you next week.
God's blessings. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.